The Federal Department of Homeland Security is ending access to an expedited travel pass known as Global Entry for New Yorkers crossing into Canada or Mexico or arriving home to an airport from a foreign country. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt has reactions from state officials.
Global Entry is part of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service. It allows pre-approved travelers to get expedited clearance through automatic kiosks at some airports when you arrive into the United States. Now the Department of Homeland Security says New Yorkers will no longer be eligible for this program because of a recent law that allows undocumented immigrants in the state to obtain driver's licenses. Under that law, Customs and Border Protection, as well as the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, are prevented from access to New York's DMV database. Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking on Albany Public Radio station WAMC, calls it a political stunt. And he says the law that allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, known as the Green Light Law, is not changing.
I don't want unlicensed people on our roads. It's a public safety issue. You can worry about your highbrow federal immigration laws. Let me keep people safe on our roads in the meantime.
The leader of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, says the decision will be a hardship for people around the state, and especially in western New York, where Langworthy lives. But he says it's the fault of Cuomo and Democrats in state government who approved the Green Light Law in the first place.
Binational tourism is a way of life for us in western New York that's going to have consequences on families because we had to pass the Green Light Law to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and then we're shielding that information from federal law enforcement officials.
Langworthy stopped short, though, of saying that Homeland Security was right to deny New Yorkers the expedited travel passes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.